escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Eagles Radiothon to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Day two, as we mentioned, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, and Sidney Brown. Yes, Jalen Hurts going to join the show with these two idiots and Ike, of course.
Going to keep you in check, huh?
Keep us in check, yes. That'll happen before 4:30. Remember, great Radiothon items. Still, the bidding goes till 5 o'clock for all of them. And just a reminder, as I've said before, don't try to get in at like right 4:59 and because you got to register first and somebody might have a max bid. So I would have a plan there. So EaglesRadiothon.com. We'll have some more on all of those items coming up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Did this series change how you feel about the Phillies? 62.1% say yes. So we have had a couple of Eagles news items today in that the Eagles re-signed Marcus Epps, safety, yeah, who has been here before. And I just found out, Eagles re-signed Britton Covey. I assume he will be their punt returner.
Yes.
We're not putting Coop back there.
I'm glad that Covey's back.
Another exciting.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
He'll probably join the podcast. Is it too late to add him to the shirt?
Yeah, we got Covey on the shirt. Too much excitement.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Too much excitement. We need enough in case we lose one of them this offseason. You know, I'm like a little. Everything feels a little unsettled with me with the Eagles. Like, don't you think it's a little weird? It's just. It feels strange to me that 2 weeks ago we trade for a cornerback, Ja'Quarion Bennett, who we think might actually start at CB2. I don't know if he will, but it's certainly in the cards that he could, right?
He will at some point.
Yeah. They signed Marcus Epps. We have like 100 safeties. So apparently they don't think very much of any of them because they're trying to do this thing. Well, maybe one of them will work out, right? We have that. Mm-hmm. I hope Nolan Smith is great, but still the edge situation, it doesn't feel like lockdown. Like last year, we're like, okay, well, at least we know we have a Josh Sweat there, this, right, that, the other. And then this isn't a defensive thing, but like our backup quarterback in a week is a guy that just, they just got 2 days ago.
Yeah.
In Sam Howell. It's just like a lot of new stuff and iffy stuff for a team that starts their season in 1 week and is supposed to contend for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It feels shakier than I thought it would feel at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think until they play and they start to show who they are, that will build the confidence from the fans. I was looking at the defense from last year. We didn't know what we were getting out of those guys last year to just finish last in the NFL. Vic Fangio turned that defense into the number one defense in the league. I look at some of these positions. I think the cornerback position is going to settle itself, right? We just have to be okay with the fact you don't have two Pro Bowl corners like most teams don't.
Yeah.
Like most teams have one pretty damn good corner and the other guy's a complimentary corner.
It feels like luxury problems.
Yes.
At this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. It is a luxury problem. At the defensive end spot, let's see what the young guys can do. I can't make you any promises. I'm not making any proclamations as to who they're going to be. I'll just say I know Jalen Carter is awesome in the middle there. And a lot of it has to fall back on the trust of Vic Fangio because that's all you have to go on.
Well, I agree.
You have to trust that he knows what he's doing.
I would agree with you on Jalix and Nolan. Like, okay, let's cross our fingers, hope they're great. Except mm-hmm. that last year we did have a pretty solid rotation of those guys. It wasn't primarily two guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we're rotating BG, Sweat, Nolan. Jalix was playing a little bit earlier in the year.
Most of them contributed in the second half of the season. Yeah.
I don't know.
Once BG went out.
It just feels unsettled to me. It's like a little weird.
And you know what? It may look like that early. I think you're perfectly fine feeling that way. Like I said, I can't make any proclamations as to what's out there and what they're going to be this year, with the exception of I just trust the defensive coordinator and the scheme, and I'm assuming is that they play as a unit, they'll play it'll be more than enough. Now, if we had an offense that couldn't score points, then I'd be more concerned, because now you're saying, well, you need a defense to hold a team to 15, 16 points every week. But if your offense is doing what it's supposed to do and you're scoring 27 to 30 points a game, well, our defense isn't going to give up 27 points a game.
When we have Jalen on, should I tell him I need 30 a game?
Well, I mean, you can. He probably expects the same thing.
I'm going to need 30, Jalen.
He probably expects the same thing.
I'm going to need 30.
Right? That's not asking for too much.
30
a game. And there was three teams last year that did it. Yes. I know it feels like a tall task scoring 30 points a game. But
Buffalo, Detroit, Baltimore.
It is a tall task.
Yeah. Listen.
Never, no.
In this city?
Never take for granted. Like, go put up 30 a game. No, you don't go put up 30 a game in football.
I love Jacks in this city just thrown in.
Yeah, you don't go put up 30 points a game. Yeah, so, that's not easy to do.
Big news.
Yes.
Out of the NFC East.
What'd you get? Did Micah sign?
No, actually.
But did Micah sign?
It is Micah related.
Okay. He's got traded.
Per Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh.
For the first time, the Dallas Cowboys appear willing to listen to trade offers for Micah Parsons, and several teams have reached out. No trade is imminent, but Dallas wants this figured out before next week. So it seems now the Packers have been the one that have been noisiest.
Oh, Cowboys.
I'm getting excited.
Oh, man. Listen.
I'll tell you, I don't want them to go into any of our, like, I don't want them going to the Packers, to be honest.
Well, we don't have any say on that.
Go get them. Yeah, we could trade for them.
What, they're already offering, what, 2 firsts and a second, I think, for Micah?
That was the report. Yeah.
Like,
not the Eagles, sorry, the Packers. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
And something like $45 million a year.
Get it under the wire at 5 o'clock when Eagles Radiothon's over, you know, and he can get an item. Micah Parsons.
Yeah, to the Eagles.
The welcome to Philadelphia starter pack with Micah Parsons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if we have it in the call for
get him to call
to get
in?
Micah
Dude,
Parsons
are you kidding
there.
Me?
Yeah.
$4.59? Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'd wow. Be... Hey, and if you're the Cowboys, if you're trading
tell
him,
Parsons to write a children's book. Real quick.
Exactly.
So
right.
We have an
if
item.
If you're trading him to an NFC team, the price would be higher for me.
If you're Dallas.
Yeah, so I'm saying if I'm the Cowboys and if I'm going to trade you to a team, then first of all, there's no way I would trade him to the Eagles.
No.
There's no way if I'm the Cowboys, I would do that.
No.
But if you're going to trade him to another NFC team, which basically makes that team stronger and you weaker, it would cost you more.
Yeah.
So I could see, what did you say? It was 2 firsts and a second and a third.
That was the original report. Yeah.
Well, if it's
and
a bid,
that's a pretty heavy price for an edge.
Well, if it becomes a bidding war, then you may get a little more.
Yeah,
Howie did say the roster. You know, they're still looking to make moves.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Howie, get it done.
Could you imagine a Micah trade?
Well, let me just tell you. Let me just tell you.
Yeah,
and we don't need this the week before. Don't get nervous, Ryan.
Yeah,
we're not about to turn this into a Cowboy show.
No.
But I'm just saying,
it would be a great item.
It should go without saying.
Think of all the money
I'm gonna say
would go
this,
to the Eagles Autism
Foundation. It would go without saying, and it should go without saying. Even as an Eagles fan,
yes,
you would take Micah Parsons. Let's not be stupid.
Yes.
If the Eagles traded for Micah Parsons, we'd all be happy.
Yes, you should be happy.
Yes, are you kidding me?
Yes.
25 years old?
Yeah.
Premier pass rusher next to Jalen Carter?
Come on, another Penn State guy.
It's not even a question. It's not our money. If they can afford it, if that's what they want to do, I'm just talking about the player.
Yes.
Hell yeah, I'd take him in
and
a heartbeat.
And you know what? You trade for Micah Parsons, build a dome. I don't care. Whatever you want. Build two domes. Put it in an office building.
Man,
I don't care.
Hold on. What becomes?
They get underground. Put the stadium underground. Underground stadium.
Between right. his podcast and Podcast P.
Oh, yeah. A lot of podcasts in Philly.
The player podcast would be out of control.
Yeah. Now, Exciting Mics is not going on during the season, right?
I don't know. They were talking about this morning with Coop. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. The Cowboys looking at trade offers for Micah Parsons. That would be a shock.
Still says he resigns with the Cowboys.
I think so, too.
It's just
I think
Jerry so Jones too. And his nonsense.
I think so, too. I think ultimately they'll sign him.
Yep.
215-592-94. You know what this might be? This might be him. I wonder if it's a little bit of the Cowboys saying, okay, we'll see if anybody wants you.
Right.
You know what I mean? We'll try to trade. We haven't done this yet. And then ultimately they're going to sign.
Yeah.
Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Oh, hey. How you doing? I'm so sorry.
What are you sorry about?
What's up, Violet?
I was just, not expecting to be on yet.
Okay.
What's up?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, Phillies. Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
It was really, really maddening. I mean, so it didn't surprise me. I mean, I didn't think we'd lose all three. It didn't surprise me. It just didn't surprise me. And I'm with you. The first game, or no, wait, was it the one game they actually, it wasn't so bad. I mean,
that
they
was
looked
the
like
second
they
game.
Had some
yeah.
fight.
Yeah, second
the
game second was game. Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it was just I couldn't even watch. I couldn't even finish watching it last night. I was so annoyed.
They were dead. They were dead by the third inning, Violet. By the third inning, they were dead. You could tell that they just. It's not that they. It's not that they couldn't hit the guy. They couldn't hit the guy. I agree. But the Phillies do this thing where they've decided the game's over, and they're just like, all right, this is done. We're not going to win this one. We're just going to lose and go home.
Well, now you know how y'all were talking about the different personalities and everything, and. What's with Castellanos? I mean, he used to be kind of mouthy, and it seems like, I don't know if there's something going on in his personal life, or if this whole Rob Thompson from
he got benched.
He does not like that. Yeah, he didn't like that.
He's being pissy because he got benched.
Come on now.
And aren't you the one that loved all the players?
Come on, Violet, lock in.
Yeah, lock in.
I do like them, and Cassie's one of my favorites. That's why I'm really bummed that he's doing so horribly. I'm just like, come on, dude. I mean, I know you're better than this.
It's okay to lose. It's not okay to quit.
It's
okay to lose.
You got that on you, tattooed on you?
Well, it would be a good tattoo. I'll tell you, the NLDS, as pathetic as it was, they were in every single one of those games. They led in every game, I think.
Did we really?
I think they led in every game.
I think it's going to say
a
lot to me.
Not game three, I don't think.
Okay. All right.
From now on, how they respond. I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up because it's
a lock win tonight, Violet. Don't worry.
Oh, no, man.
God. I mean, they can go.
Ike Gilio.
Yeah.
Guaranteed loss. Everybody get out your betting app.
Well, I was also on the Taiwan Walker bus, but then again, I mean.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
Well, Taiwan and this is back. All right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Taiwan, five innings, four runs, whatever.
Yeah, it's not a disaster.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, so I'm a geek. I have my little beanie freaking Phillies guy with me, and I have all my little Phillies weird things that I think are going to help, and I don't know, but.
Yeah, well, maybe don't shave, I don't know. It's not going well. When it starts going well,
jeez.
Yeah, they wear the same underwear, all the stuff that people do,
I am getting my nails done tomorrow, and they're going to be red.
All right. Oh, why don't you do your rivalry pack with your nails and get Braves colors on like Bryce?
No.
Do your rivalry pack. Yeah, all right.
No.
Thank you, Violet.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what I meant about the shaving.
Liz, I'm with you, yes.
But I had a friend, he's still my friend, but a friend in college, JT, he's from Atlanta, huge Braves fan. He was, as the Braves were going through the playoffs one year, he wasn't shaving because the Braves were winning. Ah. It was the middle of a game. The Braves were losing. They didn't have a hit. He went upstairs to the bathroom mid-game, shaved during the game because he thought that would change it.
Yeah.
Braves start hitting while he's shaving. He doesn't come back downstairs because he thinks being upstairs was affecting.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes if things are going well and I'm sitting in a spot, I'll do the thing where I won't move.
Yeah.
But the not shaving thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do playoff beards for the Phillies this year? It might only be 5 days.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Who could forget the legendary Fritz bit of last year where I ran 11 miles for 11 more wins. And then I ran 10 miles because I only needed 10 wins.
Yeah.
That was it again. Only took 2 days.
Yes.
And that bit was dead.
Yep.
That bit was over.
Oh, that's right. For the World Series.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any more wins.
No. Yeah. That one didn't work.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever done that was the 08 NFC Championship game. The whole, like, not watching thing. I was skiing.
Okay.
I was on a ski trip, and I went in to watch the first half. Wow. They were getting blown out.
Skiing.
I know. It's a big ski.
Yeah, he talks about you. What's silver spoon in your mouth.
Yeah, skiing. I know. Yeah. I didn't know.
It's actually the most rich thing that we do. Not
well,
like the...
Well, you also played golf in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, we can go through the Fritz resume,
yeah.
But no one knows my dad.
Oh, right. That's a good point. That's
yep.
a good point.
Good point.
That's a good point. That's a good point. 215-592-9494.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Early check in from Herb from the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Spike?
Oh no. Here we go.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay. How's your email?
It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
The off season, the Phillies are going to be making some blockbuster trades.
Okay.
Who are we trading?
Okay. But. They're going to make a play for that Daquan dude from Cleveland.
Stephen Kwan.
I want to tell you something, okay?
Are you sick?
Last week when I was in the hospital, okay, with the sleep test, Romuto hit that home run, okay? Hit a home run the day before that or whatever. All good, and it's all good. What has he done since, okay? He goes in this Mets series and he ain't hitting. Okay. I need to see more of Marshawn. I need to see Marshawn in one series, and actually this Atlanta series is a four gamer. I like to see Marshawn catch 2 out of 4 games. And you know why?
Not gonna happen.
Because he's a switch hitter.
Okay? It's not gonna happen.
The last time he played, they won. He's a switch hitter. And he actually, what was it, last Sunday? He They're not using Marshawn correctly. Hmm. Okay? That the only reason they're not using him is because Realmuto is a free agent at the end of the year.
But Realmuto plays a lot of games every year. Oh, goodness.
We know that he's going to sign him.
He's been like the best hitter in baseball since Memorial Day, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's going to get two or three more years, okay? Because of the pitching and all that.
Herb, if somebody wanted to email you, where would they send it?
It ain't going to be $23 million, okay? He ain't worth no $23
million. No, he's not.
All right, so he's going to have to take a pay cut.
2 years, 30.
Yeah, that's 2 years, 30.
345.
And third year for like 18 or
gonna
something.
Going to regret that third year.
Give him a little
no rain. Bleep.
He hasn't proved himself since... Since that knee surgery last year.
Herb, he's been hitting over 300 since Memorial Day.
I know he's been hitting, but the thing is...
He said he hasn't gotten any better.
They got to start preparing. What are they going to do?
They're going to re-sign
after
him.
Realmuto?
Herb, Herb, can I ask you something? We're going to talk to Dallas Goedert in like 20 minutes. We're going to talk to Jalen Hurts after that. What should we ask those guys? What should we ask Dallas Goedert and Jalen Hurts?
What should we ask them? I'm expecting them to run the same offense, keep the ball moving down the field.
Yeah, that's not a question.
Tom Herb said keep the ball moving down the field.
Okay.
Keep it out of the opposing defense. Quarterback's
hands.
Yeah.
Would Goddard be on your Eagles Mount Rushmore?
What's that?
Would Dallas Goedert be on your Eagles Mount Rushmore?
Well, when you guys talk about Mount Rushmore, what are you talking about? For the past 25 years?
Yeah, let's
or
say.
What? Huh?
Yeah, let's say the last 25 years.
Let's say the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Dallas Goedert.
Yep.
You had, what's his name? Ertz was here.
Yep.
And then you had Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Way to break it down.
Brent Celek, too.
Pro bowlers. Yeah. Both of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you put Dawkins, obviously, on the Mount Rushmore.
Goedert, I would put like somewhere in the ring. What's the Mount Rushmore? 100 or 100 players?
Do you know what Mount Rushmore is, Herb?
I don't really the Mount Rushmore thing.
No, but do you know what Mount Rushmore is?
Well, I've heard different
sources,
people different opinions on that. But
physically, do you know what Mount Rushmore is?
Yes and no. You tell me, Jack.
Well, it's a thing out in South Dakota where they put the four presidents on the mountain.
Yeah, they carve the president's faces in the mountain.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You sound like you know Mount Rushmore.
Have you checked your email since yesterday?
How many players are you talking?
Four.
It's
players?
Four. No, it's four.
Oh, just four. Okay, yeah. So
Goddard's
right
on
now,
there.
I would put Jalen Hurts on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Okay, you got me on that?
Yep.
Okay, I would put probably...
Goddard.
I would say...
Dallas Goedert.
Brian Dawkins.
No, Brian Dawkins is one.
Okay.
And I would say...
that's two.
Saquon.
Saquon, because what he did last year, and I think he's going to have a good year this year. But
and Lane Johnson and Kelsey.
What about me?
And BG and Ike.
I'd put Lane Johnson on that.
Okay.
What about me, Herb?
Yeah, what about Ike?
He's a backup just like me.
Hold the phone!
I'm awake.
Over.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Lucky you got a contract, dude.
Oh!
You're making more money at WIP than you ever made with the Eagles.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Not quite.
Let's take it down a notch. Take it down a notch, big fella.
No, let him cook.
Pay stub. I want to see that pay stub, 58.
What a turn this took. This is the proof. You just got to let Herb go.
Yeah, this is why.
I get you, boy.
What about Hugh?
This is why. This is why I can't get you to practice.
I'm the one to Mount Rushmore for the best callers. I'm banned.
That's true. Dude. You did make the Mount Rushmore.
You did.
I'm a banned dude out here in Northeast. You know that? I got people all over the country in Los Angeles, 3,000 miles away, listening to me. Where you got that dodo that calls you in the morning from San Diego. They just talk.
Hey, Herb.
Herb,
what's your phone number? What's your phone number?
You have my number.
That's right. Way to wise up. How's your email?
What's that?
Have you checked your email in the last 24 hours?
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
There it is. HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com. We got to go, Herb, because we got to get to Dallas Goddard coming up in a minute.
I want to see more Marshawn, and I want Topper to go back.
Understood.
Platoon.
Understood.
Like you love the backups.
Righty, lefty batter.
Understood.
Pitcher,
okay.
Righty batter.
All right. That's understood. All. Okay. Okay, Herb.
You understand?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Unreal. You're just a backup. Oh, my God.
Well, I was.
Yeah, I know, but it was quite a shot.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
I've heard worse.
All right. Coming up. Dallas Goedert.
And considering the source.
Yes, you know. Of course. Dallas Goedert will join us coming up next, then Jalen, then Sidney Brown. They will be calling to talk to us about their great Eagles Radiothon items that benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. The bidding ends at 5 p.m. We'll talk about Dallas Goedert's next, do an escape room, Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra at the NovaCare facility. I think it's at, what is that, $5,000 right now, something like that? $3,500? I don't know. I'll go check.
Let's get it up.
I'll get you the update next. We'll talk to Dallas about it. Sorry, I didn't
know you heard that.
Yeah. We'll get it in a second. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Dallas Goedert joins us in moments. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Did this series change how you feel about the Phil? 61.5% say yes, so that is going down. That means Jack retweeted it. That is my guess.
Did not.
Oh, wow. Okay, big one.
It's a lot of belief.
So it's Eagles Radiothon, day two. All of the auction items I'm about to mention close at 5 o'clock. Everything closes at 5 o'clock. It all goes to the Eagles Autism Foundation. Every single cent goes to the Eagles Autism Foundation. Jalen Hurts will join us in a little bit. Also, Sidney Brown. Now, you can bid on a WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast from your home or business. That bidding is up to $9,500.
There we go.
Now, that's in the area of where it should be. Mm-hmm. Do I think it is where it should be at the end? I don't. But we're getting to the place where it should be. I just want you to think about the value of having the big dogs at your place.
Especially to be in double digits.
Yeah. This is the show. Yeah. This is the show. So I would love to see that number go past the 10 number. That's what we'd like to see.
Yeah. And obviously, we're a good time.
Yeah. And
we always have fun when we come
out. We'll bring Elliot if we want to bring
if
you want us
to
bring
Elliot.
Scott.
Yeah.
Creed with us.
Last time, okay, Andrew showed up with bread and butter.
Yes, that was.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Because they had. This was not part of the business that we were at. Mm-hmm. Ended up getting Reed Blankenship to come out, and he came out as well. That is not part of this. I want to say you're just getting
Correct.
Us and Elliot.
Thank you.
But you could certainly do whatever you want to do. So that item is up there. The item that we're about to talk to Dallas Goedert about is Escape the Room with Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra at the NovaCare facility. Ike, have you ever done an escape room?
I have not.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents. With True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
So what this is you and my wife and I went. It was four people on the one we went. It was me, my wife, and two strangers. And you're in this room with all of these like clues. There's tables and chests and blah, 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 blah. And you have to find, you have to figure out the clues in the room to get out of the room, whatever. For me, too hard.
Too hard?
For me?
That would be something you like.
No. It's not.
Everything is hard. Problem solving.
Yeah. I'm a very specific kind. Like, I wasn't good at taking tests.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm a relatively smart person. I was not good at taking tests. But that is at $3,000 right now. At $7,500 is the Jalen Hurts experience, where you go in with your child, five other kids. Jalen reads his brand new children's book to the kids. You get a tour of the NovaCare facility. Just an absolutely unbelievable item. Joining us right now, as promised, Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert. Dallas, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. How are we doing today?
What's up, Dallas?
We're doing good, man. So you have this Escape the Room item with you and Grant Calcaterra. It's at $3,000 right now. It's an escape room thing at the NovaCare complex. All right, Ryan from Eagles Autism Foundation said that you enjoy the escape room thing. Is that the case?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've done escape rooms with my family around the city and things like that. And I've actually done the escape room here a couple of times. They bring different ones, so I won't have a heads up. But it's a lot of fun, you know, just thinking of different puzzles, thinking of different ways to try to get out of the room. And me and some of the fans, it's always been a lot of fun.
Can I be honest with you? So I was just telling Ike, I did it once with my wife. I end up being, you know, when you're in school, you have the school project and there's always one kid that doesn't do anything and then gets the grade at the end. That's how I was in the escape room. It was too hard for me. So I just let everyone else find the clues and I would go, oh, that's right. You got it. It was too difficult for me.
And then it makes sense once you get it. But dude, yes. I mean, if you just get one clue, that's enough contribution, you know?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be every one of them, but if you get that one, you feel good about yourself, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, I definitely use the cheats on it. You know, ask the commentator to lead me in the right direction for sure.
Yeah. It's like you get the first clue. It's sort of like buying the first drink when you go out with everybody. You know you're clear the rest of the night.
You got to get it started.
Yes, absolutely. So Dallas, opener a week from today. I would have to guess that you're glad that the opener this year is in Philadelphia and not Brazil.
You know, it's not bad not having to travel. It'll be a lot of fun playing against in the home crowd. You know, get to see the banner drop. I'm sure the crowd is going to be electric. And then, you know, a big division game, a rivalry game, is going to be a fun way to start the year.
You know, with the opener, there's the whole banner unveiling of the championship from last year. You ever have like a concern that that all of the pageantry and the celebration of last year can sort of be a distraction from the actual game that you're about to play?
You know, there's always that possibility, but I think the team that we have, you know, the hunger that we had to go do what we did last season again. You know, I think everybody will enjoy it, but we'll be able to flip that switch and know that this season is upon us and the most important goal is what's right in front of us, not looking back or looking ahead.
I tell you what, Dallas, you've been, this is your eighth year with the Eagles. You've gone to two Super Bowls. You're a Super Bowl champion. This offseason, there was a little bit of a time that we didn't know if whether or not you would be an Eagle moving forward. I'm sure there were some questions there for yourself. You guys got everything worked out. You're here on a deal primarily for just this year. I'm wondering, what's your mindset going into this season, your eighth as an Eagle?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it. You know, I'm not too worried about what the future holds or anything. You know, I've had a lot of fun this training camp, this offseason with the guys, and you know, I know that's going to continue throughout the year. So just like any other year, I'm going to try to do whatever I can to help this team win games. And, you know, that's the most important thing, but really looking forward to it.
You talk about doing whatever you can to help the team win games. There's a lot of mouths to feed, a lot of talented players on offense, yourself and Saquon and AJ and Devontae. Like, how do you balance? Obviously, you want to do what is best for the team. Everybody does. But then everybody's future also depends on how they perform and their numbers and all those sorts of things. How do you balance that in your mind? I'm sure there must be moments where you're like, well, wish I'd gotten the ball there or that, but we won. How do you balance that through the season?
Yeah, for me, it's just taking advantage of my opportunities. Like you said, we got tremendous receivers on the outside, a great running back, a quarterback that can beat you through the air with his legs. So the benefit of playing tight end is you're so involved in the run game that you're blocking things like that. It's hard to, you know, really not stay in the flow of the game because you're so important in both aspects of it. And, you know, I think winning teams, all their players get looked at more than losing teams. So when we're winning, you know, that's all I really care about. Everything else will take care of itself.
So, yeah, when you look at yourself, Dallas, you've always had great potential. I don't think anybody's ever questioned your ability and what you could bring to the table. For a lot of your years being here, you are in that top five tight end sort of group with a lot of the other great ones around the league. I'm just wondering, when you're in an offense like this, does it ever become a time where you guys, I mean, where yourself, you're like, man, I know what my capabilities are. And whether I'm not getting those opportunities now, like, how do you manage to stay positive and still keep the right mindset as an Eagle when you know you got so many other players that also have to be fed?
You know, going to a Super Bowl, winning games obviously helps. Having the success that we've had as a team makes it a little bit easier. You definitely look around the league and see other guys and watch their film and say you could do what they're doing. But, you know, I just take it day by day. You know, I'm so happy, so blessed to be able to play in this league, something I always dreamed of. So, you know, I'm not going to let little things, you know, get in the way of the ultimate goal. So it's just one of those things that as you grow, as you evolve, it changes. But, you know, when I got drafted here, I was more of the run blocking tight end. I watched Zach catch all the balls. And, you know, I just knew that I'd try to find my role in whatever it needed to be. And that's what I'll continue to do.
So you had obviously worked with Kevin Petullo before this year as he was the pass game coordinator, but with him as OC, now you've been through a camp with Kevin Petullo. What have you seen him doing differently, and how do you think he's handled the upgrade in responsibility?
Yeah, I think Kev's been doing a great job. You know, through OTAs, you could see him grow throughout training camp, going against a good defensive coordinator with Vic. You know, we had our days, they had their days, but it got us better as a team overall. And, you know, the first test is going to be the opener, how he calls that game and everything. But I got high expectations for the offense, high expectations for KP. And, you know, the best part about his job is he's got great players to work with. So, but it's been a lot of fun, the little tweaks in the offense, things that he sees. And, you know, I'm sure we'll continue to grow and develop as the season goes.
We're definitely excited to see those, the little tweaks that he's made. The offense was a good offense last year. How do you think the offense can be better this year? What's something that you think can do better?
Yeah, obviously, starting from the beginning, you know, there's times where we don't start as fast, and that's going to be always a focus, is starting faster. And then, like you said, we had a good offense last year. We're going to focus on trying to get explosive plays, keep drives alive. And, you know, obviously we want to score points. That's how you win games. And I think that's what we'll be able to do this year.
All right, Dallas, we appreciate your time. We appreciate all you're doing for the Eagles Autism Foundation. I'm jealous that you're good at the escape room because it made me feel like a big dummy in front of my wife. But and I just want to say, like Ike mentioned, that there was some, you know, concern that you might not be here this year. We're all super glad that you're
here.
Yes,
sir.
You're an awesome player and a real Eagle, and we're rooting for you this year, and best of luck next week.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you, Dallas. That item up to $3,000 you can bid at eaglesradiothon.com. The Jalen Hurts item is at what?
$8,100.
Come on.
Super Bowl MVP.
How can we outbid Jalen?
You mean us?
I mean, our show item.
Well, I kind of get that. What are you talking about? I mean, it should not happen, but also, like,
come on.
Go on.
Yeah. 215-592. But Jalen joins us in about 20 minutes.
Dude, I totally kind of forgot about how, remember they couldn't score in the first quarter last
year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought it up. I didn't even remember it.
Getting off to the slow start.
It was unbelievable. It was always 3-0, it felt like, after the first quarter.
Yeah. I think they only scored like 2 first quarter touchdowns all year. Or I forget what it was, but it was some crazy stat. 215-592-9494. As I mentioned, Jalen Hurts joins us sometime in the next 20 or 30 minutes. I'll get back to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse. I'll do it too.
Why not? Because you
Why
also,
the heck not?
You also love National Appliance Warehouse.
My whole kitchen. Every time I look at my kitchen appliances, I'm like, National Appliance Warehouse.
You go around price. And you say bang, bang, bang,
bang.
All of that.
They did bang
from National
Bang, bang, bang. That's what they did when I walked in. I said, Fritz sent me. They were like, bang, and the confetti came down. It was great.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. When you walk into National Appliance Warehouse and you say Fritz sent you.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they already treat you great in National Appliance Warehouse. They treat you like family, but that's just an extra level of locked inness when you say Fritz sent you. So we always talk about the great prices you get at National Appliance Warehouse. Obviously, that's guaranteed by Price Assure. If you don't know what Price Assure is yet, it is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, tax-free Delaware helps. Their stores are in Middletown and Wilmington, Delaware, but they always have great savings events going on, like the Labor Day Mega Sale, which starts now. Then you're leveraging their incredible buying power to get you the best prices on all the appliances. And all the appliances, we mean all of the appliances. Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, 100 brands in a 15,000 square foot showroom. And like we mentioned, a industry leading staff there to take care of you. There's truly no reason to wait. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse now. The Labor Day Mega Sale underway. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms again in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware, and always tell them that Fritz sent you.
One last thing. Well, it's not last thing. On the Eagles Radiothon, again, I've mentioned before, the bidding on these items gets expensive. If there's you can be a part of it without bidding on those items. You can buy one of the t-shirts designed by Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeGene at eaglesradiothon.com, just $30, or text the word afternoon to 53209. You can text to give there. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
I'm sorry, Jack, but looks like the Phillies won't win a series with the Mets in the playoffs, and then next year it'll be a strike in baseball. So I'm going to miss Jackie baseball. Will it be like Jackie hockey or Jackie basketball?
I'll still be here. Take it down a notch.
Yeah, I love New York. Thank you, New York. Hey, listen, this is what you can tell Jalen. Sit up straight, fasten your seatbelt, put your trade table away, and you'll get what I give you, okay? You'll eat what I give you, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're a real hard ass, yeah.
Don't backtalk me on that airplane because I'm in charge, okay?
Does he backtalk you on the airplane?
What's that?
Does he backtalk on the airplane?
He don't even look at me.
Sorry. Okay, all right.
Yeah. What are you talking about, man?
All right. Yeah, don't lie. Don't tell stories.
I go, all I say is, do you want your apple turnover? Yes.
Okay.
That's about as far as it goes. And don't be giving me no F for travel this year. Your cheap owner rents.
No.
Take it down a notch.
Yeah, yeah.
Not today, Jim.
Gets the smallest wide body.
Nope.
And now the superstar.
Nope.
No, talk. Oh, I was getting ready to talk to him about Micah.
Yeah, but we can't.
If he's going to constantly do that nonsense.
He didn't stop. No'd him, and he just kept going.
Step back for Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
Talk about the owner
of our football team.
Yeah, this city.
Yeah, come on. They have more guaranteed money than anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is a world-class organization. The hell do you think you are? 215-592-9494. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Zig?
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Did it take us off speaker?
Matt in Bristol, you're on WIP.
Right. Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
What's up,
let's
man?
Get to it, Matt. You got a lot of pressure on you right now.
It's late.
All right.
So I have to comment on the Eagles' mentality with baseball. It's ridiculous. Baseball is not a sprint. It's a marathon. The Phillies are fine.
Oh, yeah. Did they look fine to you this weekend?
They lost the series. Relax. Relax. It happens. It's baseball.
Can I ask you something, Matt? When they swept the Mariners and all three starting pitchers were excellent.
It didn't matter.
Why are you even watching the games, Matt?
I watch baseball because I understand the game.
I'll tell you about understanding the game, Matt. No. Every game is just one of 162, but they all matter. They all matter. Sometimes it's one game between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. Sometimes it's just one game between winning the division and not winning the division. Sometimes it's one game between winning the World Series and not winning the World Series. Yes, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But I can tell you, having run a marathon, if you run a bad mile, then your marathon time is going to be worse. Do you understand that? So you can look at a three-game sample, and yes, you can't make an overall judgment about the season, but you can certainly judge those three games, and you can judge how they looked in those three games, and that's what we're talking about. And you can do this whole relax, but there's no fun in that, and it's also not realistic. I'm glad that you think you're smarter than everyone else because it's one of 162, but they all matter.
Well, the reason I'm smarter than everyone else is because I am. And you guys are ridiculous.
Okay.
You are totally the reason why.
Why?
No one listens to your station.
You listen to our station, you doofus.
I usually turn you guys off, but you're the reason why baseball is overtaken by football.
Can I tell you something, Matt? The stadium is sold out every game. There are more people at Citizens Bank Park every single game than almost every stadium in baseball, with us here being the flagship of the Phillies. In fact, not only do we not hurt attendance, we help it. All of this stuff that we do, making the every game a big deal and exciting, it makes baseball fun. If you talked about baseball, nobody would go because you would just say the games don't matter anyway. It's such a dumb attitude.
Spike, the best part is,
yeah,
hopefully soon people will wise up. You'll be gone. They'll bring Marks back, and things will be better because you suck.
Oh,
ooh, boy.
Do I? Well, you're listening, you dummy.
What the hell? Wow.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Nobody listens. Says a caller of the radio station?
Yeah. No one listens, but seems like everybody hears.
Yes. That's why I stopped listening.
Yeah.
It names everything I said.
Yes.
I hate the one of 162 thing so you can't overreact.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a way of not reacting to something
by
saying it's one of 162.
Here's what you can do.
It's the baseball people.
Listen, you lose game four of the NLDS, it's just one of the ones.
Yeah, just one.
It's just baseball.
You don't even know the game.
It's just one game.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is, you can be excited about a win and talk about a win, and you can be mad about a loss and talk about the loss. And nobody here is saying the season is over. We're talking about the three games we saw in the most important series of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Jalen Hurts will join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.